And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Elk City Elkettes remained unbeaten last night, this time in dominating fashion in a huge district contest. Elk City run-ruled Woodward 11-1 to take the district lead in 4A1. Woodward scored first. The Elkettes answered with a run in the home half of the first to tie it up, then blew it open with 7 in the second. Aubrey Pogue continued to pitch well, going 5 innings, giving up a run on 7 hits. She didn't walk anybody and struck out 7. Elkettes' bats came alive, 13 hits, generating those 11 runs. Ellis Attili and Pogue each had 3 hits apiece. Blakely Ball, Lou Wyatt, Claire Edwards, a pair of hits apiece. Satilli knocked in 3 with a double and a dinger. Elsewhere around the district, Bethany blanked Clinton 12-0. Kingfisher whipped up on Mount St. Mary's 16-1. The Brown and White had the early district lead at 2-0. Woodward, Kingfisher, and Bethany tied for second with 2-1 records. Weatherford, Mount St. Mary each 0-1. Clinton's in the cellar at 0-3. Some big games on deck for today. Bethany hosts Mount St. Mary. Woodward welcomes Weatherford, and the Elkettes travel to Kingfisher. Watch Elk City and the Jackets on BigElkTV.com. That game will start at 5. Another fast pitch action yesterday. Rapo Butler clipped Canute 10-9. Arnett doubled up Cheyenne 6-3. Hollis blasted Blair 17-1. Mangum whitewashed Cordell 19-0. Shattuck beat up on Fargo Gage Fort Supply 15-1. Granite smacked Snyder 13-5. Hinton shut out Watauga 12-0. Hobart topped Hydro Weekly 5-2, fell to Navajo 14-10. Navajo then blanked Hydro Weekly 8-0. Leedy outlasted Sealing 5-2, and Visai got the better Sentinel 10-2. On the fall baseball diamond, Arapahoe Butler edged Riverside 7-4. Hammond shut out Arnett 8-0. Hydro Weekly smacked Bingeroni 10-2. Canute clipped Leedy 7-5. And Lakeba Sickles walloped Sweetwater 18-3. First rounds of rankings for fall baseball and small school fast pitch hit the website yesterday. Class A fast pitch rankings. You got Arapahoe Butler 4th, Navajo's 5th, Cheyenne Raiden 10th, Hollis 14th, Sealing 15th, Canute 16th, and Shattuck is 18th. In Class B, Lakeba Sickles is 6th, Fort Cobb Broxton 9th, Leedy 10th, Arnett 12th, and Mountain View Godibo is 15th. On the fall baseball diamond in Class A, Arapahoe Butler's 5th, Canute 8th, Navajo 10th, Hydro Weekly 11, Cheyenne Raiden is 20th. Then the Class B poll shows Calumet number 1, Fort Cobb Broxton number 2, Sentinels number 4, Leedy number 10, and Hammond is number 15. Check back tomorrow for your daily sport fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.